From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has taken up the latest North Korea missile test of what is believed to be a new intercontinental ballistic missile. Jeffrey Feltman is the UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs.
Mr. President, this is the 13th time the Council has met to discuss the DPRK in 2017. The DPRK's repeated nuclear and missile tests over the past 2 years have created great tension on the Korean Peninsula and beyond. This dynamic must be reversed.
U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley warned the North could be ultimately destroyed if a war breaks out.
The dictator of North Korea made a choice yesterday that brings the world closer to war, not farther from it. We have never sought war with North Korea, and still today, we do not seek it. If war does come, it will be because of continued acts of aggression like we witnessed yesterday.
She called on all nations to cut ties with Pyongyang. The U.S. has called on Beijing to cut off the North's oil supply. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert said new sanctions in the U.S. campaign to maximum pressure are under discussion.
Some of this information is just being pulled together at this time, but it would essentially include the right to interdict transporting goods to and from North Korea. That could be a major new pressure point that could help in this overall campaign.
She also indicated an international meeting will be held in Canada in January where so-called better ideas on dealing with North Korea will be discussed. The issue of slavery in Libya was front and center at the opening Wednesday of the 5th European Union-African Union Summit being held in Abidjan. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the recent video images of migrants sold in Libya call for quick action. While the summit's focused on education and investment, it's also trying to discourage migrants from attempting the treacherous journey to Europe across the Mediterranean. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency welcomed the decision taken by Libya to open a transit center for unaccompanied minors and others following reports slave traders were selling migrants at markets in the North African country. It will allow the transfer of thousands to third countries. The Vatican said the moral authority of Pope Francis is intact despite criticism from rights groups. He was not more forceful in denouncing the Myanmar government crackdown on Rohingya Muslims. Greg Burke is a Vatican spokesman.
I find it really hard to think that the moral authority of the Pope is somehow diminished. People are not expected to solve impossible problems, and the moral authority of the Pope stands.
Francis ended his four-day visit Thursday and will travel to Bangladesh, where he's expected to meet some of the more than 600,000 Rohingya Muslims who have fled a crackdown in Myanmar. Rival Palestinian factions Wednesday agreed to postpone the handover of control of Gaza from Hamas to Fatah by 10 days to December 10. Fatah official Fayez Abu Eita said the delay in the Egyptian-mediated agreement will allow for what he called a completion of arrangements. Both sides signed a reconciliation agreement in Cairo last month after Hamas agreed to hand over Gaza's administrative control to Fatah a decade after taking power. Disagreements over the fate of thousands of public employees, among other issues, have raised tensions. A committee of OPEC, the oil-producing cartel, has recommended production cuts to be carried over from April 1 to the end of 2018. The current production limit among the 24 oil-producing nations is capped at a daily output of 1.8 million barrels. The cap was reached last year when oil bottomed out at $30 a barrel. Currently, it's about $60 a barrel. A Vietnamese court Thursday upheld a 10-year jail sentence for prominent blogger Nguyen Ngoc Nu Kyun, known as Mother Mushroom. Convicted of publishing propaganda against the state, she gained notoriety for blogging about the environment and deaths in police custody. The U.S. Chargé d'Affaires said she was deeply troubled by the decision. Flights have resumed at the international airport on the Indonesian resort island of Bali after a nearly three-day shutdown following eruption of the nearby Mount Agung volcano. While the alert level remains at the highest, winds have shifted, blowing columns of volcanic ash away from the airport. Hundreds of flights were canceled, affecting tens of thousands of people. A system-wide scheduling malfunction has left thousands of American airline flights in December in jeopardy without pilots. The Allied Pilots Association said more than 15,000 flights during the peak holiday travel period beginning mid-December are affected. Reserve pilots and pilots offered overtime pay are being pressed into service in a bid to avoid having to cancel flights that could cost the carrier millions in lost revenue. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.